Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Returning now to our main story this evening, the July stimulus package. I'm joined by Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise and employment, Louise O'Reilly. Good evening, Louise.
Good evening.
Can you tell me to start, please, what do you think the government has gotten right here?
Well, I think it's to be welcomed that the income support measures are to be continued. I think it's regrettable that in continuing them, they're also going to be cutting them, you know, because the best way to get money into the economy is to have people who have money in their back pocket who can actually go out and spend. I do think the, you know, obviously we welcome a VAT cut at any time, but what the sector was looking for, particularly there are sectors that were very, very hard hit, tourism, hospitality and accommodation. They were looking for a decrease in VAT from 13.5 to 9%. And indeed, that was something that Sinn Féin had been proposing because of the need for targeted measures. And, you know, it's been acknowledged, I think, by everyone right across the political spectrum that this pandemic has affected different sectors in different ways. And there's absolutely no dispute in it. But the tourism, hospitality and accommodation sector needs sector specific interventions. And I don't think that this is going to give them what it is that they need. So, I mean,
would you accept the argument that came from the governor of the central bank, though, that what might be needed are business-specific interventions rather than sector-specific, and that a VAT reduction is a very big, broad, blunt instrument?
It is a very big, broad, blunt instrument, and it remains to be seen what the exact impact of it is going to be. But if you're a person who, you know, normally works in the travel, tourism and accommodation sector, you're going to be looking at this and thinking, if you're one of those 250,000 people, you're going to be looking at this and thinking, is it more or less likely that my employer is going to be taking me back on and going to be able to sustain the employment? And unfortunately, and it gives me no pleasure to say this, but unfortunately, for the vast majority of people who are going to be excluded by these measures, I don't think that this goes far enough. For example, Sinn Féin had been proposing that we would have a staycation voucher scheme that would immediately give the liquidity into the system that is needed. But we have a scheme instead from the government which excludes a million people. So that's anybody on a low income, pensions, carers, anyone on the PUP. The vast majority of pensioners are going to be, in fact, excluded from this scheme. We also know that if you spend money under this scheme...
Sorry, this is because they wouldn't be registered with the revenue commissioners, or
they don't earn enough money to pay tax. They don't earn enough money to pay income tax, so those people can't benefit from this. Also, some of the people who benefit from it won't get their tax rebate until 2022. So, you know, when you talk about immediate necessary measures, you need to talk about things that are going to work right now. The other thing I think which is very, very disappointing from the perspective of business, and you know, since I took over in this portfolio, I have done my very best to engage with all of the stakeholders right across the spectrum, and what small to medium enterprises are telling me, family run businesses, what they're saying to me very, very clearly is that they're terrified of debt. Micheál Martin himself was in Brussels preaching the need for grants over loans. And yet we see in this package there's a 4-to-1 ratio of debt to grants. Now that's, you know, that's not going to inspire a lot of confidence among business people who don't want to get themselves into debt but do want to start up again. And, you know, we need these businesses back up and running, and we need people back to work.
I don't dispute for one moment that you have heard what you have heard from businesses about debt versus loans. But the other message that's coming very, very loud and clear from businesses is, no, we don't need tax deferrals. We don't need holidays on that. What we need is an injection of cash right now to get our businesses back up and running.
Absolutely. But a lot of these businesses are only paying off debts from the last recession. They're only coming out of that now and they are nervous. I mean, Micheál Martin said it himself when he was in Brussels. He said that there is a fear of debt, that there is a need to inject liquidity immediately into these sectors. And, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So let's look at the government's credit guarantee scheme to date. They announced €2 billion would be available through the banks. Out of that, only €160 million has been drawn down. So that will tell you that businesses are not, they're not in a place where they can accept additional debt. So, you know, I don't think a 4-to-1 ratio of debt to grants is going to actually work. I think if you look at what they're doing, in other countries. If you look to Germany, if you even just look up the road to the north, you know, there's a heavier emphasis on grants as opposed to debt. There's also schemes whereby you can defer your repayments for 12 months. There's 100% guarantees of loans in Germany, for example. So, you know, okay. When I'm talking to business people, what they're telling me is they want to get back working. They want to start picking up the phone and telling their former employees and their staff that they can come back to work, you know. And the other thing we haven't seen on this at all is, you know, how the employers are going to be supported in ensuring that they're providing decent jobs. And as I said to the Taoiseach in the Dáil the other day, if there is to be a recovery, it won't be on the back of precarious work and low pay. So we have to figure out how to rebuild the economy, but rebuild it on the back of decent jobs. And on the basis of what I have seen to date, this is very disappointing. And as I've said, it gives me no pleasure to say that. I had hoped I would come down here and welcome, be in a position to welcome the measures. Some of them, of course, we do welcome. But, you know, when you look at a scheme that's proposed to get a sector that's on its knees back up and running, and you're already excluding a million people, that's not a great start.
Okay. Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise and employment, Louise O'Reilly, thank you very much.